If we the exercises really are door opening opportunities, really. I mean, that's the key. It's to open a door so that people can go through the door and then take the experiences and then practice them on their own. So it does help sometimes to be together and for someone to help facilitate engagement, but then ultimately then it's sort of taking the experiences and going back to that. So yeah, no, we can do that. I think it would be good.
I sometimes also listened again to it, which I found very helpful to just go through it again and
Okay. All right, well we'll look to engage with that. So I just encourage you again just to close your eyes and just fix your eyes on Jesus and just think about him on the inside and think about that realm of the spirit on the inside where he dwells in the realm of his kingdom. And just think of Revelation 3:20 and behold, I stand at the door and knock, and that door of first love, that gate of first love, intimacy. Encourage you just to think of that doorway, that gateway of first love, and behind it is the presence of God. And as you reach out and you open the door, and the presence of God comes all around you, and you sense the love and affirmation of his presence. You sense the warmth, just the fire of his presence. Just sense his presence around you, sense him welcoming you to enjoy him, to experience his love and his fellowship. And as he fills your spirit, you can engage with the gateways of your spirit. Gateway of first love leads to the other gateways. I encourage you just to allow the Spirit of God to touch those gateways. And as you surrender those gateways of your spirit to the Lordship of Jesus, just sense him. Drawing near to each gate. Just let Jesus take your hand and just engage with the gateway of prayer. And just stand with Jesus in that gateway as you open the door and just sense what he reveals to you about that gateway of prayer and how he wants to communicate with you, share with you, talk to you, listen to you, because that gateway will be a flow of two-way communication of his life and your life, of sharing at the most intimate, deep level. Just allow Jesus to give you revelation about that gateway of prayer. again, just let Jesus take you by the hand and just go to the gateway of reverence. And again, open the gateway. Just make Jesus Lord. And just stand with him in the gate and sense how that feeling of reverence, that feeling of intimacy, of love, begins to activate in you. That just honor and just deep respect. And just allow Jesus to communicate about that gateway of reverence. Again, just let Jesus take you by the hand and lead you to the gateway of fear of the Lord, fear of God. And just open that gateway. Stand with Jesus in the gate. Surrender to his lordship. And allow him to give you revelation of the fear of God gate and how that will activate in your life. The awe and awesomeness of God. And how that will motivate you and lead and direct you in your soul. As you walk through the gateway now with Jesus, you go to the area of your heart and just let the sense of his presence be around your heart. Just feel the glory of his presence as it flows through reverence and fear of God to touch your heart with fire. Just sense the fire of his heart touching your heart. Just feel the warmth and the depth, but feel also the fire. Just let that fire come around you. He is a consuming fire, not to consume you, feel the fire of his presence just touching your conscience and the gateway of your conscience. Let the fire of his presence just come through and refine and touch you at a deeper level, just bringing transformation to your conscience, purifying, refining it. Just feels how that touches your heart. Just feel how it touches your heart. Allow that fire to come and just touch the gateway of your imagination. Just purifying, refining it. Let the fire of his presence surround you. Sense the holiness, the righteousness that brings. That the eyes of your heart just being enlightened, the eyes of your heart being cleansed and purified, that the screen of your imagination is being sharpened so that you can feel and see and touch and engage much deeper. And just let Jesus take you by the hand. Now he's going to take you through the realm of your heart to engage on the dance floor of intimacy, that place where he embraces you, where his presence comes around you in light, and just allow the DNA of God, the very light of God, to come around you right now, to dance around you, to touch you at the very fabric of your being, touch you genetically, touch you at the deepest level. Just let the colors come around you of the light. Just let the revelation of who he is, the light, touch your DNA, the three strands of your DNA, the light in the center, receiving revelation from the Father. The three strands of the Father's DNA touching you, revealing himself to you. Let the three strands of Jesus' DNA touch you. Come around you, reveal himself to you. And the three strands of the Holy Spirit's DNA just touch you and feel the different light, the different colors, the different frequencies, feel the vibration of his voice, of who he is, touching you right within the depths of your being. Just let the connection be made at a deeper level as he reveals deep, calling to deep, the deep things of God, touching the deep things of your heart, of your life, body, soul, and spirit. Just feel the energy of that light that you have received, and just let it begin to burst around you and envelop you as you can release the light that you receive as a child of light. Just sense the color that's coming off you, being released from you, as you reflect the frequency of who he is. Now just let Jesus take you by the hand again and let him take you through the veil into the soaking room where he lays you down and he pours the oil of joy and gladness over you. Where the sounds and the fragrances and the frequencies of that oil, of the frequencies of wholeness, envelop you, come around you. Just let the music and sound of heaven come around you, flow over you, the colors, the emotions, the oils, the frequencies of alignment, bringing you into wholeness, bringing you into health, bringing you into an alignment with who you are and your destiny. Connecting you with the revelation that's coming out of heaven, that's touching you and touching your spirit as you engage, as you allow him just to flow around you, to flow over you, as you just allow the anointing oil to be smeared over you. Just let it flow over you, flow around you. As God whispers gently to you, you are called for a time such as this. You are called, like Esther, to be prepared to come into the chamber of the king, to come before him in ever-increasing places of intimacy. Just again, feel how that touches your heart, how your heart is warmed that the fire of his presence just embraces you and calls you deeper and deeper to him. Now Jesus just takes you by the hand again and gently beckons you to come through the realms within your heart to engage with him. You can like lie down with him in green pasture. That he's with you, that you share your intimate thoughts with him and he with you. You sense his pleasure of being still, of resting in his presence, of knowing that he is God, that you can just rest, cease striving, rest, know that I am with you, that I am yours and you are mine. Before you, in that green pasture, he sets the picnic table, the picnic blanket, with things for you to embrace, to take, to eat. Just look and see that blanket set before you spread with good things. That even in the midst of all that's going on in life, that he is your source of life. There is food. There is wine. There is the deeper revelation of who he is there for you to partake in. Just let it touch you, the deepest level of your heart. Just feel the revelation of who you are as the creative Son of God. You're his daughter with creative thoughts and power and words. And just let that creativity loose within the garden of your heart to bring those things into creative order, to tend and to cultivate the garden, to see fresh things grow, to see new things come into creativity, that secret place of your heart. Just go to that secret place, that place just for you and him. A beautiful garden. Your heart is becoming. Now you can just step back through the veil, back into this realm, bringing with you that sense of all that he's done, all that he's touched you with, all that's happened within the fibers of your being at a DNA level within your life, and that will be revealed to you and begin to flow out. It will begin to move the desires of your heart as your conscience begins to direct you as guided by reverence and the fear of God. It will protect you and direct you into those things that bring glory and honor and blessing to Him, as your imagination is sharpened, that the eyes of your heart will be opened to a greater dimension, that your imagination will feel, see, and engage in the realm of the Spirit, in the realm of heaven, in the realm of you being the house of God and the garden of His presence. Just bring those things back and allow them to begin to shape as you walk in this earthly realm, carrying with you the revelation of who He is as Father, carrying with you the revelation of who He is as the Son, carrying the revelation of who He is as the Holy Spirit. And you begin to sense their distinct personalities, their engagement of you. You will feel the Father's love. You will feel the friendship of Jesus, and you will feel the creativity and the guidance and the direction of the Spirit, and become more sensitive to them in every area of your life around you, as just you allow these experiences to shape and to direct and to guide. Okay, we'll just step back into this realm now. Okay, so did you get on with that?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's very good. It helps me. I mean, I know it's the goal to do it just on my own, but it helps me. I will repeat it in that week, and helps me to, yeah, kind of experience more.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. You know, I would encourage you to go back through all the gateways, all the different gateways, stand there with Jesus, allow His presence to be there, allow any revelation of those gateways to begin to flow, and just allow His presence and His fire to begin to touch through the gateways of the Spirit, to touch your soul, your emotions, mind, reason, each of the areas. Just let and just soak in it, and just allow His presence to come through. And even in that, you know, that will begin to work transformation. And, you know, as He shows you anything, you know, anything, any areas you may need to repent of, or anything you see, maybe blockages or things that you'll see as shadows or things that are hindering, then you can just allow it and welcome the fire of His presence to refine those things. You may need to repent or renounce anything, but just be really open to that flow of prayer, because that's what that gate's about. It's two-way communication, where you hear Him, where He speaks to you, where you get a flow of His thoughts coming to you, and that helps then to engage in the different things. You know, and you know, you may see it, you may feel it, you may just get the thoughts, but the reality is, you're engaging there, and that's bringing transformation. As the more you spend and allow Him to just be around you as the fiery presence of His glory, you know, not in any sense, but that consuming fire which actually just purifies and refines, that will just open up greater dimensions within, and a greater flow of the life of God to come through you and around you. And you can see the anointing that flows through, and you know, the different attributes of the Spirit and the different senses of you, who you are, coming into wholeness, you know, as you just spend more time doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my encouragement anyway.
Thank you so much. Yeah, awesome. Thank you also for being pioneering with the live aspect group. It was so encouraging to hear the testimonies. Yeah,
no, that's
really
good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.